Negotiation Genius: How to Overcome Obstacles and Achieve Brilliant Results at the Bargaining Table and Beyond. By Deepak Malhotra, Max H. Bazerman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Negotiation Genius: How to Overcome Obstacles and Achieve Brilliant Results at the Bargaining Table and Beyond by Deepak Malhotra and Max H. Bazerman is a comprehensive guide to negotiation. The authors provide a step-by-step approach to successful negotiation, from preparation to implementation. They explain the importance of understanding the other party's interests, the power of framing, and the value of creative problem-solving. They also discuss the importance of understanding the psychology of negotiation and how to use it to your advantage. The authors provide numerous examples and case studies to illustrate their points. The book begins by discussing the importance of preparation. The authors explain that it is essential to understand the interests of the other party and to develop a strategy for achieving your goals. They also discuss the importance of understanding the psychology of negotiation and how to use it to your advantage. They explain the power of framing and how to use it to create a favorable outcome. They also discuss the importance of creative problem solving and how to use it to find solutions that are mutually beneficial. The authors then discuss the importance of implementation. They explain the importance of understanding the other party's interests and how to use them to your advantage. They also discuss the importance of communication and how to use it to build trust and create a positive atmosphere. They explain the importance of understanding the dynamics of the negotiation and how to use them to your advantage. They also discuss the importance of understanding the power of persuasion and how to use it to achieve your goals. The authors then discuss the importance of post-negotiation. They explain the importance of understanding the other party's interests and how to use them to your advantage. They also discuss the importance of understanding the dynamics of the negotiation and how to use them to your advantage. They explain the importance of understanding the power of persuasion and how to use it to achieve your goals. They also discuss the importance of understanding the psychology of negotiation and how to use it to your advantage. Negotiation Genius is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a better negotiator. The authors provide a comprehensive guide to successful negotiation, from preparation to implementation. They explain the importance of understanding the other party's interests, the power of framing, and the value of creative problem solving. They also discuss the importance of understanding the psychology of negotiation and how to use it to your advantage. The authors provide numerous examples and case studies to illustrate their points. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the other side. It is important to understand the other side's interests, motivations, and constraints in order to negotiate effectively. This includes understanding the other side's culture, values, and goals. Main idea number 2. Prepare thoroughly. Preparation is key to successful negotiation. This includes researching the other side, understanding the context of the negotiation, and developing a strategy. Main idea number 3. Set the right tone. Negotiations should be conducted in a respectful and professional manner. This includes avoiding aggressive tactics and focusing on finding mutually beneficial solutions. Main idea number 4. Focus on interests. Negotiations should focus on interests rather than positions. This means understanding the underlying needs and motivations of the other side and finding solutions that meet both parties' interests. Main idea number 5. Create value. Negotiations should focus on creating value for both parties. This includes finding solutions that are mutually beneficial and that create more value than either party could achieve on their own. Main idea number 6. Make the first offer. Making the first offer can be beneficial in negotiations. This can help set the tone for the negotiation and can give the other side an idea of what is possible. Main idea number 7. Use leverage. Leverage can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This includes using deadlines, threats, and other tactics to increase the pressure on the other side. Main idea number 8. Manage emotions. Emotions can have a significant impact on negotiations. This includes managing one's own emotions as well as understanding the emotions of the other side. Main idea number 9. Negotiate in teams. Negotiations can be more effective when conducted in teams. This includes having a team of experts to provide advice and support during the negotiation. Main idea number 10. Use negotiation processes. Negotiation processes can help structure negotiations and ensure that all parties are heard. This includes using techniques such as brainstorming and problem solving to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 11. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. This includes using tactics such as anchoring, framing, and good cop/bad cop. Main idea number 12. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This includes using strategies such as the BATNA, ZOPA, and win-win. Main idea number 13. Use negotiation styles. Negotiation styles can be used to influence the outcome of negotiations. This includes using styles such as hard bargaining, soft bargaining, and principled negotiation. Main idea number 14. Use negotiation techniques. Negotiation techniques can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This includes using techniques such as active listening, reframing, and negotiation mapping. Main idea number 15. Use negotiation tools. Negotiation tools can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This includes using tools such as negotiation simulations, decision trees, and negotiation games. Main idea number 16. Use negotiation frameworks. Negotiation frameworks can be used to structure negotiations and ensure that all parties are heard. This includes using frameworks such as the Harvard Negotiation Framework and the Negotiation Matrix. Main idea number 17. Use negotiation processes. Negotiation processes can help structure negotiations and ensure that all parties are heard. This includes using processes such as the Harvard Negotiation Process and the Negotiation Process Model. Main idea number 18. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. This includes using tactics such as the ultimatum game, the prisoner's dilemma, and the bargaining range. Main idea number 19. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This includes using strategies such as the BATNA, ZOPA, and win-win. Main idea number 20. Use negotiation styles. Negotiation styles can be used to influence the outcome of negotiations. This includes using styles such as hard bargaining, soft bargaining, and principled negotiation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the other side is essential to successful negotiation. It is important to take the time to learn about the other side's interests, motivations, and constraints. This includes understanding the other side's culture, values, and goals. Knowing this information can help you to better understand the other side's perspective and to craft a negotiation strategy that takes into account their interests. It can also help you to anticipate their reactions and to develop strategies to address their concerns. Understanding the other side can also help you to build trust and to create a more collaborative atmosphere. Ultimately, understanding the other side can help you to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 2. Preparing thoroughly for a negotiation is essential for achieving successful results. Before entering into a negotiation, it is important to research the other side, understand the context of the negotiation, and develop a strategy. Doing so will help ensure that the negotiation is conducted in an informed and effective manner. Researching the other side involves gathering information about their interests, goals, and objectives. This can include researching their past negotiations, understanding their current situation, and learning about their decision-making process. This will help you to better understand their motivations and interests, and to anticipate their likely responses. Understanding the context of the negotiation is also important. This includes understanding the legal and regulatory environment, the industry dynamics, and the competitive landscape. This will help you to identify potential areas of agreement and disagreement, and to develop strategies to address them. Finally, it is important to develop a strategy for the negotiation. This should include identifying your goals and objectives, understanding the other side's interests, and developing a plan for how to achieve your goals. This will help you to stay focused and to ensure that you are making progress towards your desired outcome. By preparing thoroughly for a negotiation, you will be better equipped to achieve successful results. Researching the other side, understanding the context of the negotiation, and developing a strategy will help you to negotiate effectively and to reach an agreement that is beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 3. Setting the right tone for negotiations is essential for achieving successful outcomes. Negotiators should strive to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and professionalism. This means avoiding aggressive tactics and focusing instead on finding solutions that are beneficial to both parties. Negotiators should also be mindful of their body language and tone of voice, as these can have a significant impact on the outcome of the negotiation. Additionally, it is important to remain open to compromise and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. By taking these steps, negotiators can create an environment that is conducive to productive negotiations and successful outcomes. Negotiations should also be conducted in a timely manner. This means that negotiators should be prepared to discuss the issues at hand and should be willing to make decisions in a timely fashion. Negotiators should also be aware of the other party's time constraints and should strive to reach an agreement within a reasonable time frame. Additionally, negotiators should be aware of the other party's interests and should strive to find solutions that are beneficial to both parties. Finally, negotiators should strive to maintain a positive attitude throughout the negotiation process. Negotiators should be open to compromise and should be willing to consider the other party's perspective. Negotiators should also be willing to take risks and to explore creative solutions. By taking these steps, negotiators can create an atmosphere of trust and respect that will help to ensure successful outcomes. Main idea number 4. When negotiating, it is important to focus on interests rather than positions. This means that instead of simply trying to get the other party to agree to your position, you should try to understand their underlying needs and motivations. By doing this, you can find solutions that meet both parties' interests. For example, if you are negotiating a salary, you should focus on the value that you bring to the company and how that value can be rewarded. This approach is more likely to lead to a successful outcome than simply trying to get the other party to agree to your position. In addition, focusing on interests rather than positions can help to create a more collaborative atmosphere. When both parties understand each other's needs and motivations, they can work together to find a solution that meets both of their interests. This can help to build trust and create a more positive negotiating environment. Ultimately, focusing on interests rather than positions is a more effective way to negotiate. By understanding the other party's needs and motivations, you can find solutions that meet both parties' interests. This approach is more likely to lead to a successful outcome and can help to create a more collaborative atmosphere. Main idea number 5. Creating value in negotiations is essential for both parties to achieve a successful outcome. It involves finding solutions that are beneficial to both sides and that create more value than either party could achieve on their own. This means that both parties must be willing to compromise and work together to find a solution that works for everyone. It also means that both parties must be willing to give up something in order to gain something else. This could include giving up a certain amount of money, time, or resources in order to gain something else that is more valuable. By focusing on creating value, both parties can come away from the negotiation feeling satisfied with the outcome. Creating value in negotiations also requires both parties to be open to new ideas and solutions. This means that both parties must be willing to listen to each other and consider different perspectives. It also means that both parties must be willing to take risks and be creative in order to find solutions that work for everyone. By being open to new ideas and solutions, both parties can come away from the negotiation feeling like they have achieved something beneficial for both sides. Creating value in negotiations is essential for both parties to achieve a successful outcome. It requires both parties to be willing to compromise, take risks, and be open to new ideas and solutions. By focusing on creating value, both parties can come away from the negotiation feeling satisfied with the outcome and feeling like they have achieved something beneficial for both sides. Main idea number 6. Making the first offer in a negotiation can be a powerful tool. It can help set the tone for the negotiation and give the other side an idea of what is possible. It can also help to establish the parameters of the negotiation and provide a starting point for further discussion. By making the first offer, you can also demonstrate your confidence in the negotiation process and your willingness to reach an agreement. Additionally, it can help to create a sense of urgency and encourage the other side to respond quickly. When making the first offer, it is important to be realistic and to consider the interests of the other side. It is also important to be prepared to negotiate and to be willing to make concessions if necessary. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the other side's interests and to be prepared to make compromises. By taking these steps, you can ensure that the negotiation process is successful and that both sides are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 7. Leverage is an important tool in negotiation. It can be used to increase the chances of a successful outcome by putting pressure on the other side. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as setting deadlines, making threats, or using other tactics to increase the pressure. Leverage can also be used to gain concessions from the other side, such as offering a lower price or more favorable terms. By using leverage, negotiators can increase their chances of getting the best possible deal. Leverage can also be used to create a sense of urgency. By setting deadlines or making threats, negotiators can create a sense of urgency that can help them get the other side to agree to their terms. This can be especially effective when the other side is feeling uncertain or hesitant. By creating a sense of urgency, negotiators can increase the chances of getting the other side to agree to their terms. Finally, leverage can be used to create a sense of fairness. By making sure that both sides feel that they are getting a fair deal, negotiators can increase the chances of a successful negotiation. This can be done by making sure that both sides feel that they are getting a fair deal, and that the terms of the agreement are equitable. By creating a sense of fairness, negotiators can increase the chances of a successful negotiation. Main idea number 8. Managing emotions is an important part of successful negotiation. It is important to be aware of your own emotions and how they may be affecting your negotiation. It is also important to be aware of the emotions of the other side and how they may be influencing the negotiation. Being able to recognize and manage emotions can help you to better understand the other side's perspective and to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. It is important to remain calm and composed during negotiations. This will help you to think clearly and make rational decisions. It is also important to be aware of the emotions of the other side and to be able to respond to them in a constructive way. This may involve listening to the other side's concerns and addressing them in a respectful manner. It is also important to be able to recognize when emotions are getting in the way of the negotiation and to take steps to address them. Managing emotions is an important part of successful negotiation. It is important to be aware of your own emotions and how they may be affecting your negotiation. It is also important to be aware of the emotions of the other side and how they may be influencing the negotiation. Being able to recognize and manage emotions can help you to better understand the other side's perspective and to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 9. Negotiating in teams can be a powerful tool for achieving successful outcomes. By having a team of experts to provide advice and support during the negotiation, the process can be more efficient and effective. Team members can provide different perspectives on the negotiation, helping to identify potential solutions and strategies that may not have been considered by the individual negotiator. Additionally, team members can help to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are heard and that their interests are taken into account. This can help to create a more balanced and equitable negotiation process. Finally, having a team of experts can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a professional and respectful manner, which can help to build trust and foster a positive relationship between the parties involved. Negotiating in teams can also help to reduce the risk of making mistakes or overlooking important details. By having multiple people involved in the negotiation, the chances of making a mistake or overlooking an important detail are reduced. Additionally, team members can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner, as they can help to keep the process moving forward. Finally, team members can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner, as they can help to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are treated fairly and that their interests are taken into account. Main idea number 10. Negotiation processes can be an effective way to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. By using techniques such as brainstorming and problem solving, all parties can be heard and their interests taken into account. This helps to ensure that the outcome of the negotiation is fair and equitable for all involved. Additionally, negotiation processes can help to structure the negotiation, providing a framework for the discussion and helping to keep the conversation on track. This can help to ensure that all parties are able to express their views and that the negotiation is productive and efficient. Negotiation processes can also help to create an atmosphere of trust and respect between the parties. By taking the time to listen to each other and work together to find a solution, the parties can build a relationship of mutual understanding and respect. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is successful and that the outcome is beneficial for all involved. Negotiation processes can be a powerful tool for achieving successful outcomes in negotiations. By using techniques such as brainstorming and problem solving, all parties can be heard and their interests taken into account. Additionally, negotiation processes can help to structure the negotiation, creating an atmosphere of trust and respect between the parties. By taking the time to listen to each other and work together to find a solution, the parties can build a relationship of mutual understanding and respect, helping to ensure that the negotiation is successful and that the outcome is beneficial for all involved. Main idea number 11. Anchoring is a negotiation tactic that involves setting an initial offer that is higher than what you are willing to accept. This sets the tone for the negotiation and can be used to your advantage. For example, if you are selling a car, you could set an initial asking price that is higher than what you are willing to accept. This will give you more room to negotiate and potentially get a better deal. Framing is another negotiation tactic that involves presenting the negotiation in a way that is favorable to you. This can be done by emphasizing the benefits of the deal to the other party or by presenting the negotiation in a way that makes it difficult for the other party to refuse. For example, if you are selling a car, you could frame the negotiation by emphasizing the features of the car and how it will benefit the other party. Good cop/bad cop is a negotiation tactic that involves one negotiator taking a hard line while the other negotiator takes a softer approach. This can be used to create a sense of urgency and to make the other party more likely to accept your offer. For example, if you are selling a car, one negotiator could take a hard line and emphasize the need to close the deal quickly while the other negotiator takes a softer approach and emphasizes the benefits of the car. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool when used correctly. By using tactics such as anchoring, framing, and good cop/bad cop, you can gain an advantage in negotiations and potentially get a better deal. However, it is important to remember that negotiation tactics should be used with caution and should not be used to manipulate or deceive the other party. Main idea number 12. The BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, is a strategy that involves understanding the best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This strategy involves understanding the best outcome that can be achieved if the negotiation fails. This helps to ensure that the negotiator is not settling for a deal that is worse than what could have been achieved. The ZOPA, Zone of Possible Agreement, is a strategy that involves understanding the range of possible outcomes that can be achieved in a negotiation. This helps to ensure that the negotiator is not settling for a deal that is worse than what could have been achieved. This strategy also helps to identify areas of potential agreement and areas of potential disagreement. The win-win strategy is a strategy that involves both parties in a negotiation working together to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome. This strategy involves both parties understanding the needs and interests of the other party and working together to find a solution that meets both parties' needs. This strategy helps to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. Main idea number 13. Hard bargaining is a style of negotiation that involves taking a firm stance and making demands that are difficult to meet. This style is often used when the negotiator is in a position of power and is looking to get the best deal possible. It involves making demands that are difficult to meet and refusing to compromise. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that they are being taken advantage of. Soft bargaining is a style of negotiation that involves taking a more collaborative approach. This style involves making concessions and being willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. This style is often used when the negotiator is in a weaker position and is looking to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that they are not getting a fair deal. Principled negotiation is a style of negotiation that involves taking a more collaborative approach and focusing on the interests of both parties. This style involves looking for solutions that are mutually beneficial and focusing on the underlying interests of both parties. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that their interests are not being taken into account. Main idea number 14. Negotiation techniques are essential for successful negotiations. Active listening is a key technique that involves listening to the other party and understanding their needs and interests. This helps to ensure that both parties are on the same page and that the negotiation is productive. Reframing is another technique that involves looking at the situation from a different perspective. This can help to identify potential solutions that may not have been considered before. Negotiation mapping is a technique that involves mapping out the negotiation process and identifying potential areas of agreement and disagreement. This helps to ensure that both parties are aware of the issues and can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. These techniques can be used to increase the chances of a successful negotiation. They can help to ensure that both parties are on the same page and that the negotiation is productive. They can also help to identify potential solutions that may not have been considered before. By using these techniques, both parties can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 15. Negotiation tools can be incredibly useful when it comes to achieving successful negotiations. Negotiation simulations, for example, can help negotiators practice and hone their skills in a safe environment. Decision trees can help negotiators identify and analyze the various options available to them, while negotiation games can help negotiators practice their skills in a fun and interactive way. All of these tools can help negotiators become more confident and effective in their negotiations, and can help them achieve better results. Negotiation simulations can be particularly useful for negotiators who are new to the process. By simulating a negotiation, negotiators can practice their skills without the risk of making costly mistakes. Decision trees can help negotiators identify and analyze the various options available to them, and can help them make more informed decisions. Negotiation games can also be useful, as they can help negotiators practice their skills in a fun and interactive way. Overall, negotiation tools can be incredibly useful for negotiators who want to increase their chances of achieving successful negotiations. By using these tools, negotiators can become more confident and effective in their negotiations, and can help them achieve better results. Main idea number 16. Negotiation frameworks are an important tool for structuring negotiations and ensuring that all parties are heard. The Harvard Negotiation Framework, for example, is a widely used framework that helps negotiators identify and analyze the interests of all parties, develop options for mutual gain, and create a plan for implementation. The Negotiation Matrix is another useful framework that helps negotiators identify and prioritize their interests, develop strategies for achieving their goals, and evaluate the outcomes of the negotiation. Both of these frameworks can help negotiators reach a successful outcome by providing a structured approach to the negotiation process. Using negotiation frameworks can also help negotiators avoid common pitfalls such as making assumptions about the other party's interests, failing to consider the interests of all parties, and not having a plan for implementation. By using a framework, negotiators can ensure that all parties are heard and that their interests are taken into account. Additionally, frameworks can help negotiators develop strategies for achieving their goals and evaluate the outcomes of the negotiation. By using a negotiation framework, negotiators can ensure that the negotiation process is fair and that all parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 17. Negotiation processes can be an effective way to structure negotiations and ensure that all parties are heard. The Harvard negotiation process is a popular approach that focuses on understanding the interests of all parties involved, and then finding a mutually beneficial solution. This process involves identifying the interests of each party, brainstorming potential solutions, and then negotiating to reach an agreement. The negotiation process model is another approach that focuses on understanding the interests of all parties, and then using a series of steps to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This process involves identifying the interests of each party, developing a strategy, and then negotiating to reach an agreement. Both of these processes can help ensure that all parties are heard and that a mutually beneficial agreement is reached. In addition to these processes, there are other strategies that can be used to ensure that negotiations are successful. For example, it is important to be prepared for negotiations by doing research and understanding the interests of all parties involved. It is also important to be flexible and open to different solutions, as well as to be willing to compromise. Finally, it is important to be patient and to listen to all parties involved in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. By using these strategies, as well as negotiation processes, it is possible to ensure that all parties are heard and that a mutually beneficial agreement is reached. Main idea number 18. Negotiation tactics are an important tool for gaining an advantage in negotiations. The ultimatum game, for example, is a tactic in which one party makes an offer and the other party must accept or reject it. This tactic can be used to gain leverage in negotiations by forcing the other party to make a decision quickly. The prisoner's dilemma is another tactic in which two parties must decide whether to cooperate or defect. This tactic can be used to create a win-win situation in which both parties benefit. Finally, the bargaining range is a tactic in which parties negotiate within a range of acceptable outcomes. This tactic can be used to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations, but they must be used carefully. It is important to understand the other party's interests and objectives before using any tactics. It is also important to be aware of the potential consequences of using certain tactics. For example, the ultimatum game can be used to gain leverage, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that they are being forced into a decision. Similarly, the prisoner's dilemma can be used to create a win-win situation, but it can also lead to a stalemate if both parties are unwilling to cooperate. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool for gaining an advantage in negotiations, but they must be used with caution. By understanding the interests and objectives of the other party, as well as the potential consequences of using certain tactics, negotiators can use negotiation tactics to their advantage and achieve brilliant results at the bargaining table. Main idea number 19. The BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, is a strategy that involves understanding the best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This strategy involves understanding the best outcome that can be achieved if the negotiation fails. This helps to ensure that the negotiator is not settling for a deal that is worse than what could have been achieved. The ZOPA, Zone of Possible Agreement, is a strategy that involves understanding the range of possible outcomes that can be achieved in a negotiation. This helps to ensure that the negotiator is not settling for a deal that is worse than what could have been achieved. This strategy also helps to identify areas of potential agreement and areas of potential disagreement. The win-win strategy is a strategy that involves both parties in a negotiation working together to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome. This strategy involves both parties understanding the needs and interests of the other party and working together to find a solution that meets both parties' needs. This strategy helps to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. Main idea number 20. Hard bargaining is a style of negotiation that involves taking a firm stance and making demands that are difficult to meet. This style is often used when the negotiator is in a position of power and is looking to get the best deal possible. It involves making demands that are difficult to meet and refusing to compromise. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that they are being taken advantage of. Soft bargaining is a style of negotiation that involves taking a more collaborative approach. This style involves making concessions and being willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. This style is often used when the negotiator is in a weaker position and is looking to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that they are not getting a fair deal. Principled negotiation is a style of negotiation that involves taking a more collaborative approach and focusing on the interests of both parties. This style involves looking for solutions that are mutually beneficial and focusing on the underlying interests of both parties. This style can be effective in certain situations, but it can also lead to a breakdown in negotiations if the other party feels that their interests are not being taken into account. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.